Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to introduce Michelle from England, who uses LDN for ME and fibromyalgia. Thank you for joining us today, Michelle.
Hello.
So, could you tell us, when did you first notice there was something wrong with you?
Okay, well, from quite an early age, about, I would say, age 12 to 14, I already was having problems with energy and pain and chronic migraines, which at that age were just kind of put down to the fact I was in puberty and I didn't have a label. Then later on, when I got into my 20s, the doctors just used to keep saying, you know, you have stress, and there was never, I was always just told to go away and try to reduce the stress in my life, which I didn't really feel was a very good answer for all the symptoms that I had going on. Then much later on, when I got into my 30s, I was diagnosed with ME and fibromyalgia. And since then, it's really been a battle to try and find anything at all that can help those two conditions. The doctors have tried, you know, with different sort of antidepressants with a hit and miss kind of effect, really. I'm quite sensitive to medicines, so I don't find that much of the things that they offer me have really helped. And so I've had a life until now, I'm 52 now, where I've spent a number of years just bedbound, just lying in bed, trying to regain energies from simple tasks, sometimes just as simple as, you know, getting dressed. So I've had a very limited life in some of the periods of time. So last winter, I had a very bad relapse, and I was in bed from the end of September till this March 2018. Wow. And during that time, I was kind of get beside myself, you know, because I just felt like my life was being wasted and I wanted to get on with things and I didn't have a medicine or any way of doing that. So as per usual, I typed in what is the latest on ME research, and up came low-dose naltrexone as a treatment for ME. So I took it to my doctor, who always says to me, you know, if you find anything new that you want to show me, then I would be happy to consider it. So I printed everything off and went down to my surgery after this very long relapse. And my doctor did sort of go away with it for a little while and said that he did actually even look at compounding chemists. But eventually he said he wasn't prepared to go ahead with it. He wasn't going to be able to write the prescriptions. And it was a definite no from him. So I was a little bit disappointed, and, well, a lot disappointed, actually. I'd put quite a lot of my hopes into it. Mm. And then I came away from that, and I just kept reading on Facebook about LDN and how people were saying, you know, how it was helping them with fibromyalgia and ME. So on the chat room, you know, the Facebook page, I started to ask people, what do I do if my doctor in the UK just refuses to write this prescription? And so I was then told how I could go about that in the UK, which I don't know if people know, but you can go to a chemist in Glasgow called Dixon's, and a doctor will speak to you online and on a telephone call, and then you can buy the prescription yourself. So it took until June, I got to that point of this year. And I was a little bit nervous because, you know, when your doctor has said to you, no, I'm not going to do it, you obviously feel a bit nervous about taking a new medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So when it arrived in a liquid form, it said to take it at 2.5 milligrams. But knowing from the book that I read on LDN that people with ME and Lyme and things like that can be quite sensitive, as I knew I was anyway, I thought I would go right down to 0.5 milligrams and just take it like a really slow journey. And I came across the LDN app, and I thought, well, this is a really good way to monitor how I'm getting along, because if nothing else, I thought I can take this to my doctor over a period of time and either get additional help with it. And, you know, it was just a record that I felt was worth having. Because often when you're on anything new, you have a really good day and you forget on the next day when you're feeling very ill that you've actually had quite a good number of good days. It's easily forgotten. So I think it's very good to have a record so you can look back over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I started on 0.5, and from the very first day, I didn't realise how much pain I'd been carrying in my body, like, all my life, until it stopped. And that sounds like a really strange thing to say, but if you've had tremendous pains in your body, you kind of, to a certain extent, learn to live with it, and you haven't realised. And then when it goes away, it's just incredible. And so that first 30 seconds in the morning when you first wake and you're kind of deciding what day it is, and the first thing that hits you is pain. What I was now finding was the first thing that hit me was that wait. I was thinking, where's the pain gone? I was actually waiting for it to start, and it didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So I carried on increasing my dose at 0.5 every 2 weeks, and the pain has stayed away. There were a few teething problems at the beginning where I found that some old illnesses that were stomach-related, mainly IBS-type cramping and things like that, they seemed to come up to be healed. That's the way I look at it. And so when that was becoming a little bit intense in the first, I would say, 6 weeks of me starting, and normally with each increase, because I'd read the LDN book and I was reading the Facebook page, I was noticing that some people were recommending that you could skip a day to reboot the whole system. And so I was just doing that. I was skipping a day and going down half milligram and then starting again. And by doing that and just adjusting and just watching what I was putting on my LDN app, after a few months, I could see quite clearly that the dosage that really suited me was 2.5. And after I tried to go above that, I found that my sleep wasn't so good and there were some other issues. Not huge issues, but I just realized that 2.5, for my own personal experience, seemed to be the place where everything was really good. My energy was I wouldn't say that my energy is more. So the way I explain it is, before I took LDN, if I did something like, let's say, for an example, I mowed the lawn, that would then make me go to bed for 2 whole days. That would cause a relapse for 2 whole days. My body couldn't take that amount of exercise or output. But now with LDN, I could mow the lawn and the next day I wouldn't have a relapse. And as long as I take care of what I'm doing and I don't go completely mad, I haven't had any relapses. So I'm now a good 6 months in, and then we're coming to the end of our summer a few weeks back, and the big issue with people with fibromyalgia is, what is the damp weather going to do? And this is normally our hardest time of the year. So in preparation for that, I was sort of thinking, maybe I'm going to have to go up maybe a point of a milligram or add something into, you know, what I was already taking, which at the moment is LDN and an antidepressant called amitriptyline, which is not actually for depression, but for pain relief. So the first sign of cold, damp weather, and I felt like my body was going into relapse, and it feels like you've got flu. And I panicked and printed off the pages from the LDN book and ran down to my doctor and I said, can we try all these other things that are in the book? And he said, well, first of all, we'll just take a blood test. And I felt like, oh, you know, he was just kind of looking at the other things, like he wasn't interested in trying them. Mm-hmm. And I started to feel really worried. So I came home and I actually emailed the LDN Trust, who suggested that instead of me trying to race up to 4.5, to maybe skip a dose and to come down slightly. So I did that, and that feeling of flu just disappeared. And I'm now into, well, we're now nearly into November, which is now a time when I'm normally bedbound, and I'm still going along as I was in the summer. No relapses, wow. No pain. And the other massive thing that's happened for me is that I had chronic head pains from when I was 12 years old, like migraines and headache, that nothing would move, nothing at all. And since I've been taking LDN, everything has completely stopped. And when the doctor's results came back, this is what's even more amazing for me, my iron levels were only at 6. Apparently they should be somewhere like 10 or 12. And they'd been like that all summer. And even with a low iron level, which, as we all know, makes you very tired, I had still had all that success. So now I'm getting my iron sorted out on top of everything else. You know, there's no relapse in sight at the moment. And if I get any days where I'm thinking that there's a little bit of pain creeping in, or I'm starting to feel a little bit flu-ish, which isn't real flu, but it's just this way that you feel with kind of ME and fibro, I just skip a day and I either go down half a dose or I go up half a dose. It just depends. I just watch the LDN app and see what works. So for me, I went to my doctor and I said, this is a game changer. And I explained everything to him. And he's known me for 5 years. And he started to really change his opinion. So now he was asking me, so how does it all work? And now I email him when the LDN Trust release information about trials to do with my particular illnesses. And something quite funny on top of that is that I have a dog that's unwell, recently been diagnosed with hepatitis. And I even spoke to my vet about LDN and found some trials from America that are looking at treating dogs with LDN. So it's kind of, at the moment, this wonderful situation where I feel like it's even going to help my pets in the future if maybe we get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When you were using the app, did you keep the journal? Did you put in your pain levels, your quality of life, all the different features that the app has?
The app is really, really good because, as you said, it looks at all the details of your life. So it looks at, obviously, first of all, what level LDN you're taking. And then it asks you how well you slept and what your pain levels were. It asks you what activity you were able to manage that day. And it even has detail about what you were eating. So perhaps if you have an allergy to something, you could track that as well. Mm-hmm. And over a period of time, the pie charts and the graphs are really, really useful because, as I said, when I started to panic as the winter approached, I could look back over the 3 months previous and I could see where the level had been very good for me, which was 2.5. And what I was trying to do in October was get up to 4.5. I just thought that's what you had to do, you know, plod on, going up 0.5, 0.5. And actually, that wasn't doing me any good for me. What I needed to do was stop and come back. And the graphs were able to show immediately that as soon as I did that, everything went back to being good again. The sleeping, the energy, you know, the amounts of physical exercise I can do, like walking my dogs or doing some housework, for instance, I can plot all that on the graph, and it shows where maybe some things aren't working and where things are working. So I just find it very useful, you know, as a pictorial graph, it's very useful to see immediately where your sweet spot is. Mm-hmm. When I've been watching people on the Facebook page, I think there's sometimes some misunderstandings about where to start with dosage. And so sometimes I hear people coming in at, say, I don't know, 4.5, and then they're having great difficulties. And I just think if they knew about the app and maybe had the LDN book before they started, which explains everything very well about where you can start with your own particular illness, it would save some people that first stage, you know, where it's sometimes a little bit difficult to get started. Mm-hmm. And some people give up because they may have gone in too high and not realised that they could actually start at a very low dose and just go very, very slowly. And that it's not a race to get to any level. It's whatever best for you. And I just think the app is a great way to monitor your own personal journey.
Certainly is. And we also now have a hub where you can give permission for your doctor or pharmacist to monitor you. They're linked and it's all very secure. You have to give them, they have to give you their license number. You have to put that in your app. Then you have to tell them your ID number, and the two are married. And if at any time you don't want to be monitored anymore, you can just take the license number out and it closes. But the good thing is, if you have a doctor that is monitoring several patients, and he, for example, wants to say, okay, for my fibromyalgia patients, I'd like to see roughly what dose is the optimum dose for my patients. He can then put it in the graft and he can see how many patients prefer 2 milligrams or 3 or 4.5 or whatever. But it does make it a very easy, useful tool. So I'm very pleased. But before we go, could you tell me, before you started LDN, on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
What, my day-to-day life?
Yes.
It was very, very bad. Very, very bad. Never went up between, in the winter, I hardly got up to 2, mm-hmm. if at all. And in the summer, good would look something like a 4 or a 5 on a really good day. But there were so many bad days in between. It's so unsteady, so fluctuating. But what LDN is giving me is a line, you know, a non-fluctuating line of life. Mm-hmm. So I'm not running the marathon. You know, mm-hmm. I still have ME. Mm-hmm. I still have fibromyalgia, and I still have to take care of myself just mm-hmm. as I used to. But I don't have pain, and I don't, if I do try to do my normal living, I'm not constantly having to go to bed to recover from it. So I'm having a better quality of life. So now it's the score is between 8 and 9 most days.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very high for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Fibromyalgia and ME do seem to respond very well to LDN. But like you say, that patient population is ultra sensitive to drugs, and it is a case of starting low and going slow and not trying to go higher than your body is saying is right for you. And nobody knows what that is, only by you slowly working up. So, you know, you've done amazing. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you for letting me explain everything. I just hope it helps more people and that more doctors can get on board by, as you said, looking at the information on the app where people are given permission, and perhaps seeing a trend in different illnesses where it then helps them to prescribe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, thank you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you very much.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.